This is the LRN Listening Examination, June 2019. Level 3, C2. Section 1. Listen to 10 short conversations. For questions 1 to 10, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
One, a flat tire.
You won't believe it, Melanie. I was just about to get off the motorway yesterday when I got a puncture.
Oh, no, Peter. I hope you had a spare tire.
I did, but I didn't think it was safe to change it myself on the motorway. Luckily, I have roadside assistance, so they towed me to a nearby garage and the mechanics there did it. You won't believe it, Melanie. I was just about to get off the motorway yesterday when I got a puncture.
Oh, no, Peter. I hope you had a spare tire.
I did, but I didn't think it was safe to change it myself on the motorway. Luckily, I have roadside assistance, so they towed me to a nearby garage and the mechanics there did it.
2. Visiting Paris.
What was Paris like, Christine?
Well, money was tight, but I tried to make the most of my time there, from shopping and eating out to sightseeing and taking in the nightlife.
What about the museums and the monuments? Most of them are quite expensive.
They are, George, but being a student meant I could get a reduction for most of them.
What was Paris like, Christine?
Well, money was tight, but I tried to make the most of my time there, from shopping and eating out to sightseeing and taking in the nightlife.
What about the museums and the monuments? Most of them are quite expensive.
They are, George, but being a student meant I could get a reduction for most of them. 3. Drinking coffee. Your hands are shaking again, Jim. It's all that caffeine you're getting. Don't you think it's time you gave up coffee?
I wouldn't have a problem changing my diet, Claire, but I couldn't imagine going without coffee. It's one of the greatest pleasures of life for me. But you're right. Perhaps I'll start drinking decaffeinated coffee in the afternoons.
Your hands are shaking again, Jim. It's all that caffeine you're getting. Don't you think it's time you gave up coffee?
I wouldn't have a problem changing my diet, Claire, but I couldn't imagine going without coffee. It's one of the greatest pleasures of life for me. But you're right. Perhaps I'll start drinking decaffeinated coffee in the afternoons.
4. Working part-time.
With your work experience and academic qualifications, couldn't you have found yourself a full-time job, Stephanie? You'd be on a much higher salary than you are now.
I might not be earning as much as I could be, Dave, but working part-time means spending more time with my children, so I am getting the best of both worlds.
With your work experience and academic qualifications, couldn't you have found yourself a full-time job, Stephanie? You'd be on a much higher salary than you are now.
I might not be earning as much as I could be, Dave, but working part-time means spending more time with my children, so I am getting the best of both worlds. 5. Horse riding lessons.
You've worked at several riding centres, Linda. So any ideas which centre offers cheap horseback riding lessons for adult beginners?
Well, if I were you, Tom, the price wouldn't be my first concern. Instead, I'd make sure the centre's safety standards for both riders and horses are high. And also, if the centre has a good insurance policy. Accidents can happen, you know.
You've worked at several riding centres, Linda. So any ideas which centre offers cheap horseback riding lessons for adult beginners?
Well, if I were you, Tom, the price wouldn't be my first concern. Instead, I'd make sure the centre's safety standards for both riders and horses are high. And also, if the centre has a good insurance policy. Accidents can happen, you know. 6. On the beach. Oh, Alan, the beach you recommended was great. The children played in the sand to their heart's content.
Happy to hear that, Ruth. Did they manage to fly the kite I gave them?
There wasn't a lot of wind, but the kids did enjoy running with the kite and watching it fly behind them. Oh, Alan, the beach you recommended was great. The children played in the sand to their heart's content.
Happy to hear that, Ruth. Did they manage to fly the kite I gave them?
There wasn't a lot of wind, but the kids did enjoy running with the kite and watching it fly behind them. 7. Isle of Dogs. So, what did you think of Isle of Dogs, Philip?
Well, it was another excellent Wes Anderson movie. Apart from the fantastic music, the animation was great and I found the plot heartwarming. What was your take on it, Susan?
Oh, it's definitely worth seeing. But to be honest, for me, Anderson's previous animated movie, Fantastic Mr. Fox, was more compelling. So, what did you think of Isle of Dogs, Philip?
Well, it was another excellent Wes Anderson movie. Apart from the fantastic music, the animation was great and I found the plot heartwarming. What was your take on it, Susan?
Oh, it's definitely worth seeing. But to be honest, for me, Anderson's previous animated movie, Fantastic Mr. Fox, was more compelling. 8. The Furniture Outlet Store. For affordable but good quality furniture, Mark, You should go to the furniture outlet store on Wilcox Road.
Oh, that's quite close to my new flat, Georgia. Will the store deliver anything I buy to my flat?
Yes, they also assemble it without charge. For affordable but good quality furniture, Mark, you should go to the furniture outlet store on Wilcox Road.
Oh, that's quite close to my new flat, Georgia. Will the store deliver anything I buy to my flat?
Yes, they also assemble it without charge. 9. A loaf of bread.
We didn't get bread. Wait in line at the checkout, Mary, and I'll go and grab a loaf from the shelf.
Why get bread from the supermarket, John? It has so many additives in it.
But we can't get a fresh loaf as the baker's is closed.
Never mind. We can do without bread till tomorrow.
We didn't get bread. Wait in line at the checkout, Mary, and I'll go and grab a loaf from the shelf.
Why get bread from the supermarket, John? It has so many additives in it.
But we can't get a fresh loaf as the baker's is closed.
Never mind. We can do without bread till tomorrow. 10. A car accident. Is that a new car, Paul?
I wish, Alice. It's my brother's car. Mine's at the garage. Someone ran into the back of it while I was waiting at a traffic light.
Well, if it's any comfort, the rear vehicle is always 100% at fault, so you'll be fully compensated for the damage and repairs. Is that a new car, Paul?
I wish, Alice. It's my brother's car. Mine's at the garage. Someone ran into the back of it while I was waiting at a traffic light.
Well, if it's any comfort, the rear vehicle is always 100% at fault, so you'll be fully compensated for the damage and repairs.